In its attempt to execute Tony Carruthers last month, defense attorneys were in a mad dash to preserve evidence. They wanted an independent doctor to examine him, not the same doctor who carried out the execution attempt, or anyone else on the prison's payroll. But the courts declined to order that exam. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney gives us the latest.
Tennessee Department of Corrections staff and medical contractors tried to establish an IV into Carruthers' arms. When that failed, a doctor tried twice to cut into his chest and then once into his shoulder before the execution was called off. Several of Carruthers' attorneys are also part of a lawsuit that challenges the state's latest lethal injection protocol. It's basically the written guidebook. They argue that fails to prevent cruel and unusual punishment. And they say Carruthers' aborted execution paints a picture of an inept program. But ultimately, the court sided with the state and said the prison's medical staff could carry out the exam.
The judge did order TDOC to preserve medical equipment used in the failed execution, as well as all communications between staff that day. The state could appeal that order. Governor Bill Lee is the highest paid Republican governor in the nation, taking home nearly $240,000 a year. Only four other governors earn more than him. Those are the leaders of California, New York, Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts, all Democrats. While Lee's earnings are in the top five, the Tennessean reports the median household income for residents of the state ranks in the bottom 10. Lee is not the highest paid worker on the state's payroll. The paper reports TennCare Director Stephen Smith earns more than $400,000 a year. The commissioners of finance and administration, education, and corrections also have annual salaries that crest $250,000. Well, travelers driving into Tennessee will soon be greeted by brand new signs. They look a little like vintage postcards with the words "Welcome to Tennessee" in bold letters over iconic images from all three of the state's grand divisions: the Mississippi River Bridge in Memphis, the Smoky Mountains, and in the center, the state capitol building. The first sign was unveiled Monday in East Tennessee at the I-26 Welcome Center in Unicoi County. Over the coming months, signs at 16 other interstate entry points will be replaced. It's the first update to the state's welcome signs since 1995. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.